This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's population grew between 2020 and 2021. New numbers from the Census Bureau show that includes much of southern Colorado. Custer County had the highest percentage growth in the state. El Paso County, which includes Colorado Springs, is the state's most populous, with close to 740,000 people. Three southeastern counties saw slight declines in population. The Census Bureau puts Colorado's total headcount as of last year at 5.8 million people. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett is calling on President Biden to extend the pause on student loan repayments. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
In a letter to Biden, Bennett asks the president to continue the student loan repayment moratorium through the rest of the year. Bennett says it will give people who are still struggling additional time. He adds it will also give the administration time to work with lenders to find a long-term solution to the high cost of student debt. The pause went into effect during the unemployment wave at the start of the pandemic. According to the Federal Reserve, borrowers have saved about $195 billion so far. Without action, repayments will start up again on May 1st. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Douglas County School Board voted 4-3 this week to hire charter school leader Aaron Kane as the school district's next superintendent. Kane will lead a deeply divided district. The four members of the board's new conservative majority voted to hire Kane. Three veteran board members voted for another finalist. But Kane says the two sides are not as separate as it may seem.
We all share many concerns around literacy in our special education students, and certainly our funding and paying our staff more competitively.
Kane will replace former Superintendent Corey Wise, who was fired with a vote by the school board's conservative majority last month. This is CPR News and KRCC.